So we're getting a lot of questions. I'm going to start rattling some off to you. I'm just picking them. I'm going to try to get to them all. Now we are talking about Illinois. What's the difference between now Illinois marijuana is legal? So how does that affect? I got two questions. One is, we've been talking about drinking and driving. What about smoking the weed and driving? And number two is, does that matter on the legality of it from state to state?
It's extremely, I've handled cases where people are charged with a DUI. A lot of people ask, what's the difference between DUI, DWI? It's not really as clear cut that one means something over the other. But if you are driving under the influence of marijuana, it is very difficult to prove that. It's a DUI / drug intoxication. It could be pills, it could be marijuana. The reality of it is, through a urine sample, they can prove that you have ingested or smoked marijuana within the last 30 days. Some of my clients have provided some overwhelming evidence of them driving under the influence of marijuana, like telling them that they are, thinking it's not a big deal. But the truth is, I mean, people are getting charged with that. It's usually because you gave it to them. And I've had one client that had never used marijuana, and he was so out of it, I'll just say, that there was no way he was getting out of that without a charge, crashing the car, you know. But yeah, it is a lot more difficult to prove that. I always tell my clients, you know, I'm not here to parent you, but if you're associating your marijuana use with vehicles, that's usually a very bad idea. A lot of that, Gary, depends on which jurisdiction you're in. In Missouri here, if you're holding less than 35 grams and you're not using it while you're driving or in the car, everything should be okay for you. I mean, the worst case scenario is you get a misdemeanor or ordinance violation for having a possession. If you volunteer that you're smoking as you're driving, that's not good.
So it's harder to catch you, and you don't find officers making people do urine tests. It's harder to catch you under the influence of marijuana.
It's harder to prove that in that moment you were driving under the influence of that and you didn't have full possession of your faculties while you're driving. It's very hard to prove that. I see these cases when they pretty much give the officer all the evidence required of them.
They smell like weed, or will there smoke come out of the car? What do you mean?
They roll down the window, smoke's coming out. They might have, like, they have it in their hand. They have it right there, and they'll admit. A lot of people don't know that you can be charged for driving under the influence. They think it just applies to alcohol. I've had a lot of clients get charges for driving while under the influence of pills, even if they have a prescription. You got to be in possession of your faculties.
Right. These are the two questions. Let me finish with the marijuana, and then we'll go to prescriptions. Davey asks, now that Missouri has cannabis legal for medicinal use, we know Illinois is legal for everything. Is the excuse of "I smell weed in the car" a legitimate excuse for an officer to search your car at a traffic stop?
So the law is kind of on their side there. It does provide probable cause. Some of my clients have told me before that they're claiming that they lied. It didn't smell like marijuana when they pulled me over. And that is difficult to prove that it didn't, but that does operate to their officer's advantage. If they pull you over and it smells like that,